Okay, so first of all, welcome back to everybody. We are very, very excited to begin a new Zman, I don't know what you want to call it. But we are now picking up from the Sugya of Mechitzas and Kerem Shenifritza. So let's just get our bearings back into the Sugya. We spoke a little bit about it before Yom Tov, but we got a lot more to go. So, why are we even talking about Mechitzas, Kerem Shenifritza in the first place? So the answer is it's really, really tangential. I mean, this is about as tangential as it can get, only because the Gemara is just trying to figure out what the precise meaning of the word mechitza, shutfen shiratzu, lasas mechitza. Does mechitza mean a wall? Does mechitza mean a chaluka? And the Gemara is searching for other sources in Tanoi, what the word, what the taich of the word mechitza is. So the Gemara suggests that maybe the word mechitza means a wall, as we find precedent for that in the famous sugya of mechitza ken shenifritza. So hol v'otzel yadon, since mechitza ken shenifritza has arrived on our front door. And since most of us probably not going to learn Maseches Kelayim, the Iyun Rav, in the next couple of years, so Leis Breira, so we have to learn it out. And Imlo Achshavimasai, so we got to learn the Sugya Mechitza Ken Shenifritza. So as we pointed out before Yom Tov, the Gemara makes a very, very important observation about Mechitza Ken Shenifritza. The case being that I own a vineyard and you own a wheat field, and we properly have a wall between the two to avoid any Kelayim issues. And then the mechitza shenifritza. The wall falls down, comes a big storm, and knocks out all the sukkahs in town, knocks down the mechitza for Kelayim story. And now, lo and behold, if things are left the way they are, so then, obviously, there's going to be an issue of Kelayim here. So the Mishnah / Braisa, depending on what you think the source of the mechitza shenifritza is altogether, is unclear. So the Tanoim, called the Tana of this Tanaitic source of material, will be very, very scholarly here, tells us that we insist that the Balei Kerem is good there. He has to fix it up. And if he doesn't, so then two things are going to result. One is the din of Issa Mehetta, that's the resulting produce that's going to grow is going to become Asa Mishum Kilayim, because the Kerem is going to be Asa Manoah. And number two, it's going to cost the Mazik a pretty penny. It's going to cost the Balei Kerem money, because Abi Din, he's considered to be the Mazik. He's the one who's causing the damage. That's what's clear from the statement of the Tanoim, Baba Chitz Kerem Shabbat. So comes the Gemara Baba Kama in the ninth parak and makes the following observation about this statement, that this is not poshut at all. The fact that anyone's actually chayav to pay for any damage here is not clear, because this is a very, very indirect kind of a damage. I'm not fixing the wall, and therefore something's happening in Kiliya Kerem and Chesha Mishpat, oh, Chagadya. The Gemara says that falls into the category of Dina de Garmi. Din de Garmi means a some degree indirect damage, not totally and completely indirect. That would be a lower level. That would go grumma, but it's somewhere in the middle, somewhere of a mixture of mazik biadayim and grumma. And what's called the famous din called Din de Garmi, which is a machlekes atar mermei under Rabbanan. And the Gemara commits itself in Baba Kama and says this Tana, a mechitzka shenifritza. This is Rabbi Meir speaking to Din de Garmi. This is the Tana Rabbi Meir, and it happens to be we pasuk Rabbi Meir, so that makes things better for us. So this Mishnah Braisa is la halacha. It's following the view of Rabbi Meir, Din de Garmi. But what we spoke a lot about before Yom Tov, which sets the stage for today's sugya, what makes this Garmi exactly? What is it about Mechitza Ken Shenifritza that takes it out of the category of full-fledged nezek into the lower level, subject to the Machlokes HaTanaim Rabbi Meir and the Rabbanan? What's made Mechitza Keren? What is it? What dimension, what characteristic does Mechitza Keren have that makes it only Din de Garmi? So if you remember from before Yom Tov, the Ramban had a theory in a not surprising text for the Sugya called Kutras Din de Garmi, where the Ramban suggested what makes this Garmi was what was the Nakuda? There was one word that made this Garmi. Who remembers? What? It was a hezek idea machshava, because since Hilchas Kiliya Kerem requires that in order for the Kerem of the Tua to become Osir, it's not enough just with the Maisa, that the items are combined together, but it requires a Yish, it requires machshava sagavra. So therefore, comes Ramban and develops this theory that hezek idea machshava is only going to fall into the category of Garmi. That's the reason, that's the key word, machshava / Yish. Now again, where that fits into your general picture of Hezekiah Dibor and Hezekiah Machshavan, we spent a lot of time about that before Yom Tov. That was a very, very loaded question. But that was the thrust of the Ramban. But in passing, the Ramban made reference to another mahalach, a totally different mahalach. And that's really where our sugya begins today. So we spoke about this a little bit before Yom Tov. We're going to segue now into our sugya. So if we take a look at the first of the Mavakonis. There were some, the Ramban doesn't identify them by name, there were some who wanted to suggest There were those who wanted to say what makes this category into Garmi is because there are two steps here. There's my gefanim that are mixing in together with your tefuah, but that itself is not really problematic. There's nothing wrong with tefuah and kerem that are mixed together. What's wrong is that that sets the stage for the next step in halacha called the yisuf kilei kerem. So if we have to put under a microscope, at what point is the hezek occurring? The hezek is not first stage. The hezek is not a direct result of my gefanim crossing under the pre-existing mechitza. The hezek is only at a later stage when your idea kicks in and the issa shemoy applies, and that's very too far removed. Two-step hezek is not called hezek. That's the Ramban quotes Yesh Beforshi. So the Ramban goes on to reject this chat. V'dayin tzvichu l'divei Rabbi Yitzchak Zal, says the Ramban, no, we can't rely on this teretz, we need the Riz teretz. What was the Riz teretz again? The Riz was the Baal Dover of what? Which teretz? He's one of said machshava. Says the Ramban, the Ri has to be right. Why? Shimk. Because if that's the case, that this teretz is acceptable. Havalei hezek sheino nikar v'lo yishmei hezek. If these yesh b'farshim are right, then that would fall into the category called hezek sheino nikar, a non-recognizable damage. Because at the end of the day, the Issa Kilayim is not Nikola Ayin. So that would be Hezek Shen Mikar. And that wouldn't be flying. That wouldn't be a good way to learn Shad of this Braisa. Elbishim Knazud Bechad Vermeir, Losvila Nabika Vasei. Hezek Shen Mikar is a loaded Sugya. But one thing I can tell you, it's not Chaim in the Torah. It's only Chaim in the Rabban. It's Mishum Knaz. The Apagav that didn't in the Garmi, and even if we accept didn't in the Garmi, we're going to say didn't in the Garmi on something which is a Knaz. The whole thing doesn't fly. The Gemara in Bava Kama Nightberg doesn't even introduce the parish of the sugi of Hezek Shemikar in the Mechitza Kerem Shinifritza. And therefore the Ramban is working with an assumption that there's no way that Mechitza Kerem Shinifritza can be subject to the rules of Hezek Shemikar. So therefore the Yesh Mefarshim are wrong. So what is the correct shot? Why isn't Mechitza Kerem Shinifritza shayach to Hezek Shemikar? Elevada he'irvavu ha'hezek u'chshoshin avchadomi. Because the damage is not the Issa Shabbai, the damage is the Irvur of Shabbai. The fact that there's Geffen and Tvua mixed together in a physical state of Irbuv, Irbuvia, of Keiris, that's already called the Dover Hadiza. That's called damaged goods already. And that's not called the Hezek Shemnikar. And that's the reason why it's left out, the topic of Hezek Shemnikar in the Sugya Mechitza Keiris Shemnikar. Who read this Ramban? Four lines in the Ramban. Nobody read the Ramban yet. Now that we just read it together, I was made to Shemek in the Ramban. What's the Ramban talking about? And it's the only one talking about. There are two possible ways of identifying where the damage lies. Even the damage lies in one possibility is in the quote of Ilma Sandy. Up in the air somewhere in Yerodea, Maseches Kilayim, some Issa Behet there. That's the damage. That's the name of the damage. Says the Ramban, if that's the name of the damage, if that's the isolated point of damage, this is called the Hezek Ego Nikar. And since the Gemara doesn't make any mention of Hezek Nikar, therefore this can't be the damage. Therefore, the pshat, the reason why we're calling it garmi is because it's two steps, is wrong. So what is the damage? The damage is not that of the olam asal yayin. The damage is the olam hashofel, a Tachtoin, Olam Hazeh. What's the Olam Hazeh? Ibuvia. Or the Chayshach Mishtavshim Ibuvia. The Ibuvia. The mess. The total chaos in Balagan. I walk into a guy's field and I see there's grapes, there's wheat, there's barley. The whole thing is a total chulun. Thus is the Dabar HaNizoik. Thus is damage. And that's called the Hezek HaNikur. And because of that theory of the Ramban, he completely and categorically rejects the Yesh B'Farshim. What's bothering me with this Ramban? What should be bothering all of you with this Ramban?
The mixture itself isn't what causes the
Klai Karim,
because you also have to have the Machshava. You can't ignore that fact.
No, that's true. No. The Yesh B'Farshim left out the Machshava. They didn't think that Hezek HaNikur Machshava necessarily categorized as Garmi. So the Yesh B'Farshim tried to stay clear of the Reis Chiddush of Hezek HaNikur Machshava. Because that's a tricky, once you introduce Machshava, you're asking for trouble. So I'm more focused on the Ramban's total categorical rejection of the Yesh B'Farshim, because if the Yesh B'Farshim are right, the Hezek is really up in the Olam HaZeh Al-Yayinim, that it's Hezek Shein Nikur. But now, Baruch Hashem, that it's Olam HaTachtoin, oh, it's Hezek Shein Nikur. This is called Nikur. This is called Nikur.
There's still nothing that's changing in Olam HaZeh.
Oh, so what do you say? Oh. So everybody say, you open up a Gemara in Gittin, the fifth parah, and you're going to serve Hezek Shein Nikur. So let's just rattle off some examples of Hezek Shein Nikur. Give me some of the regulars. Come on. Metame Tareis Shuchameirai. Medamea, I mixed Yechum with Yitruma. Kunasich Yayin. Those are the two cases in Mishnah. The others?
Pigul,
as an example. What's the common denominator behind all of these things? What is different between that and my ox breaking your ox's leg? What is between that and me taking a sledgehammer and smashing your car?
Damage.
So the chayra, the answer is very simple. Damage min haTorah, mazik biyadai min haTorah. The raizik a model of makan nefesh v'emi shomena means that I ask the non-Jew on the street, and I say, "Listen, you see a broken window. What do you think? Like you work for Anderson's Windows, right? All the guys make all the windows. Okay, Anderson's Windows. You ask them." Tell me the difference between a good window and a broken window. I was going to say, it's a $200 difference. $500 difference, right? Okay, so that causes a hefse to $500. My animal eats your carrots. So we come, we ask the non-Jewish farmer, we say to him, tell me, can you tell me the difference in value between having a bunch of carrots and having nothing? Now I have no carrots. What's the difference? $500. I asked the non-Jew, can you please tell me, I want the difference value, the monetary difference between an apple that's tome and an apple that's tahar. What's the difference? What's the difference? Please tell me the difference between a bottle of wine that was touched by a non-Jew and was touched by a non-Jew. That was in the Snasek of the Zarna. What did he say? If it's a $1,000 bottle of wine, so it's still worth $1,000. If it's a $3 bottle of make-believe grape juice with a little fizz in it or something, and you know, we call it wine because we want to feel good that we're making Kiddush on wine, so it's still worth $3. So my nafkamina. L'chayra, that's the bar of Hezek Shein Nikur. And what's put down against the Rambam? We bring in our non-Jewish assessors, the farmers, right? We bring the guys with the overalls, you know, guys with the pitchforks and the overalls. And we say to him, listen, I want you to assess me the following. There's a terrible thing going on right now. There's wheat and grapes that are ibuvim mamish together. It's gefrelich. I believe the damage is earth shattering. What is, give me a good name of a farmer, a good goyish name of a farmer?
Bill.
Bill. Okay, what does Bill say? Huh? What's the problem? You got wheat and grapes next to each other? Let me just pull them apart and then that's fine. Bill says, what are you talking about? So I didn't say the Rabban. What the Rabban's talking about? The Rabban said, because the Hezek is focusing on the Ibuvia rather than on the Issa Shabbai, thus made the Hezek HaNikur. Thus made the Hezek HaNikur. It's also not that Nikur. Nobody cares. The Gemara don't care about this. Why is that called Hezek HaNikur? That's the kash when you read the Ramban, you have to ask yourselves. So in order to appreciate this Ramban, we have to do a little bit more work. We have to read a few other Rambans. But in order to understand this Ramban, and in order to understand the other Rambans, we have to read the Gemara Baba Kama. So the Gemara Baba Kama, on Daf Sadites, it's a famous statement, a very famous statement in the Gemara. There was a whole discussion about the Tabach Uman Shekilgel. Who's the Tabach Uman Shekilgel? He's a Shaykh. He's a professional Shaykh. Injecting for 30 years. He's been a professional Shaykh. Once in a while, makes a mistake. So he's hired by somebody to shecht an animal, and he really makes a goof. Well, it also turns out that it was Nevela. He mamish goofed. So what does the Gemara say? It's to pay. Tabach Uman Shekilgel is Chayev. It's Chayev to pay. He was mobster, the person's money. The animal was worth X amount of money. Now it's in the veil. He could barely sell to the guy, feed it to the dogs. It had a significant depreciation of value. You have to pay. It's a detailed question. Always have to pay. Bishar, bechinam. Those are details. But the ikaron, there's a din that you have to pay. Tabach Uman Shekilgel has to pay. So, comes the Ramban in Kudrus Dina de Garmi again, in the third of the Mamakomos, 13 pages later in the Kudrus. And the Ramban says, I don't understand. Ikashilach, Tabach Shekilgel, am I chayev? The Ramban just said, the line before, the Ramban just said, Hezek Sheronikwis Potter, Tabach Shekilgel, am I chayev? Why is he chayev? It's like Hezek Sheronikwis. That's the Ramban's cash. The whole shock of the time went, the 20 lines in the Gemara Bava Kama Sadi Tes about the Tabach Shekilgel says, the Ramban, stop. Hold the phone. It's Hezek Sheronikwis. That's Ramban's kasha. Who here, before you even get to the Ramban's teretz? Anyone read this Ramban before? Anyone saw the Ramban? What should have been screaming about this Ramban? I don't even want to hear about the teretz. I doubt if we're going to get to the teretz today. Even. I just want to understand that one kasha. It'll bottle the con for today. We cross the bridge today just to read this one Ramban as dayenu. Just to read the kasha from Ramban. Ramban says, how could the Gemara pilpul and say, oh, Tavshuv Shkil was chayiv. Take up a tzadik shenah nikar. What's bothering you about that kasha? What's the need of Hezek Sheronikwis ability? Hezek Sheronikwis is chayav a potter. Really? Machlokes. What does the Mishnah say? It's not machlokes. What does the Mishnah Gittin say? Hamitama mitzvei menasech mezir chayav b'shegi potter. Everybody agrees to those facts. But mezir chayav b'shegi potter. The machlokes that Jeremy correctly refers to, or incorrectly application of, is to how did we get to that point? Everyone agrees we got there. Everyone agrees lamaisa, the din is mezir chayev shegi potter. That's not negotiable. But you can get to this pshar, get to this split in one of two ways. What's strange about when you read this Mishnah? What strikes you as strange? It's a very, very difficult Mishnah. Before you even open up the Gemara, we never find in what?
And
Ezekiel, it looks amazing. Shegi, the ABCs of Mazik, of other Mazik, is other Mordechai. Maybe Shegi, maybe Mazik. The last Mishnah is Hebrew of Makama. So when you read this Mishnah, you almost start a little. But wait a second, is this a called Hezek? It's not called Hezek. If it's called Hezek, why are you part of Shegi? If it's not called Hezek, why are you have Mazik? So we're scratching our heads to try to figure out how did we get here. So it's a Machlekes Amarim how we got here. Everyone agrees to where we are. Right. Our destination is here. Mezir Chayev Shogel. That's a Mishnah. Can't argue with the Mishnah. How we got there is a Machlokes Amarim. So Chizkiyah says, Hezek Sheronikwis is Shmei Hezek. Min HaTorah, it's called Hezek. It doesn't make a difference whether it's Nikar or not Nikar. Min HaTorah is called Hezek. You want to know why B'Shegi Potter? Listen to this story. Because if you're going to tell the guy B'Shegi that he's Chayev, he's not going to want to admit that he did it. And it's going to end up causing the other guy to be drinking tray for wine and to be eating true with that stomach and all kind of problems. So therefore, we want to give him, we want to encourage him to come forward and to spill the beans, tell the truth, and we won't hold him responsible. We're encouraging him. What do we call this? So there's got to be some kind of legal term for that, right? We're trying to get him to confess, basically. And we're going to witness, what is this? We'll make up something. It's something, okay? We're going to give him an incentive. We're going to have some kind of a monetary incentive to come forth and spill the beans because the ramifications of his not telling the truth are even worse. So according to Chizkiah... I was thinking, it's kind of like the same kind of idea. I mean, we're going to bend a little bit because we have a greater agenda, something like that.
If he owes him money, he owes him money.
Yellows are money. We have kibbutz nefesh. We do whatever we want.
Yeah,
we're rabbis. We do whatever we want. That was a bad quote. Okay? We can take away your money. Not we, but somebody can, depending on what you thought about the first series of have kibbutz nefesh. Okay. So according to Chizkiyah, the real did is, this is the halacha. The potter is kind of a quirk. You know, we have a lays brera. Your idea forces us to paskin potter. We'd really rather not, but we have no choice. Rabbi Yechanan said the exact opposite. Rabbi Yechanan said the real din is what? Is what? Is potter. Because Hezek Shenikra is not called Adam Amazik. Maka Nefesh Behemi Shomena is not applied to Hezek Shenikra. That's just the way the din has been at Torah. So why Yechayev? As a what? Why Yechayev be Mezid? The people just don't do it. Otherwise, I got a real lambda. I really don't like you, but I'm smart enough not to break your window, but I'm even smarter that I'm going to be Matami Yatruma. So to serve as a deterrent for that, they made a Kenas B'Mezin. How does we pass the Rabbi Yechon in this one? The Gemara seems to conclude, we pass the Rabbi Yechon, and if the Chizkiyah was Rabbi Yechon's rabbi, we pass it like Rabbi Yechon. But Lamaise, everybody agrees that the din is B'Mezin is Chayim. Well, Maisa, Yechayev, amazing. No, what's Kasha on the Rabban? What's the Kasha on the Rabban's Kasha? The Rabban poses this earth-shattering Kasha. How could the Gemara be able to raise a cup for a whole daf about Tavach Uman Shekilko being Chayev? Typically, it's Hezek Shed and Nikar. What's the answer to that question? It's so simple. What's the answer? I don't know. What's the answer to the Rabban's Yassi Kasha? The Rabban's draining Kasha. Rabban's breaking his head. Rabban's sitting. Look at Rabban. He's sitting in Spain and just a drain, knocking his head against the wall and thinking and thinking and thinking and thinking for hours on end. Why does the Gemara pilfer about being Chayav? Frek the Rabban, it's Hezek Shiro Nikar. But you're still Chayav in Hezek Shiro Nikar. As the Mishnah says, right?
Isn't
Koko
Mashmah
the Shogeg?
You messed up.
Okay. How exactly do you define Shogeg and Mezid? Where's the line of demarcation between Shogeg and Mezid? I'll give you an example of Shogeg. Shogeg is a crazy case. I'm walking around with my dead mouse, you know, and I trip. And the mouse falls out of my hand and falls onto your apple. Oh, yeah. Your apple's so short, Kapatuma Gavald. That's a Shegeg. What's amazing? Maze like this. Amazing. It's a guy. I wake up in the morning, devious. I'm gonna ruin that apple of yours. I'm gonna take my mouse and I'm gonna go touch it to your apple. That's amazing. But everybody say there's a big gap in between. What if a guy is shtickle negligent? No, he's somewhere in the middle. He's not a total shogeg. He's not a novel dick amazed. He's a shtickle in the middle. I think Mr. Alter, we're familiar with this from the degrees, manslaughter, the negligence, first degree, second degree, third degree, fifth degree, 18th degree. You know, there are darkness of negligence. A guy shechts an animal and he goofs. Would you call him amazed? I wouldn't call him amazed. The other thing, what would I not call him? I don't know what Shogeg either. I call him a shtickle pasheya. Shtickle negligent. I remember years ago that somebody came to shecht an animal for us in Rosh HaKol. And he shechted the sheep. Then, right after he shechted it, it didn't look right. He was afraid he didn't cut the siman 100% properly. And they had to find someone to try to paskin. You need a shechit, someone new. You know, I learned to chashchit, I'm going to shkach. I couldn't tell you whether Kabilta was a sheep or a cow. So we need somebody to look at it. So there was an old Svardi in the kitchen, an old Svardi from Sadia, I think it was. I don't remember him from our Shad days, from like 30 years ago. He used to work in the kitchen, and you guys weren't born then, sorry. So they called him up to Kolo campus, and he takes one look, picks up the head, he says, Nivela. Nivela. Wasn't roasted, but wasn't cut. Nivela. So the guy who shechted, he wasn't a bad guy. On the other hand, the shtickle pshia, you're supposed to shecht right, because you were half asleep, whatever, you weren't doing a good job. We're not screaming at you. On the other hand, it's not quite a full-fledged shogeg. So the Chayra, what do you see from Ramban's Kasha? For the Ramban's Kasha, you could be Medaik, something Gevaldik. What could you be Medaik? The Ramban is the Kasha. What are you Chayra for? What's the Chizik Shiranikar? Is Yevin Pindo? The Ramban is viewing a Peshe as a what? As a Shayyid. Because if the Ramban would have been viewing a Peshe as a Mazid, then he would have asked a silly Kasha. Then he would have been bothered with the Kasha. Because the Mazid is Mazid, it's Chayra as a Shiranikar. So Zevin from Ramban, you saw Yivamish, we just might see Yivamish, a Gevaldika pearl of wisdom from this Ramban's, just the Ramban's Kasha. Again, we don't even know why we're talking about this Ramban yet, but this Ramban's eventually going to help us with our understanding of Hezek Shiranikar. We've got a long way to go. But we can't get there until we understand each and every line, each and every nuance of Ramban's Heliga words. So the Ramban clearly was learning that the Peshaya is not considered to be a maze, it's only a Shagging, and the Yafos Tach a good Kasha. So this makes me very happy. This diyuk that we were just bedak, we just extracted the Ramban, really, really, I think this is good. I like this diyuk, and I'll tell you why. Because this is something we're going to come back time and time again. We know for a fact this happens to be Shittas of Ramban. In other sugyas and Shas, that the Ramban's line of demarcation between Shagging and Mazig, the Ramban always places Peshaya into the Shagging category. And I'll tell you how I know that for a fact. The Gemara tells the story in the fourth of the Maramekamis, Maramekamid of Kufa and Aleph, that Reish Lakish was once called in to be a shtickle of money changer, to be give his professional, evaluate a certain coin. Usually you bring in the good guys who know what they're talking about, the money changers. Ask them what they think about whether this is a good coin, not a good coin. In the olden days, it was rampant. Currency's flying all over the place. Had no idea. Was it really worth its weight in gold? Not worth the weight in silver, etc. So Reish Lakish was asked to look at Rabbi Elazar's coin, one of his colleagues, one of his friends, Rabbi Elazar, Amir Rabbi Elazar. So Reish Lakish was the Talmud, Rabbi Yechiel, Rabbi Elazar was the Talmud, and Reish Lakish was called in to look at the coin. Amar Ma'aliu, he said that it was a good coin. He said, yeah, this is perfectly acceptable coin. So the Gemara goes on to the details, the nuances, what exactly transpired between Rabbi Reish Lakish and Rabbi Elazar. But the Gemara concludes that if Reish Lakish was wrong, which he may have been, if Reish Lakish was wrong, then it would have cost him a pretty penny for his bad advice. Why? Because what would Rabbi Elazar have done? Rabbi Elazar would have accepted this coin from somebody, and they would have tried to give it to the bank, and they would have told him it's no good, it's counterfeit. So Reish Lakish, by giving him this lousy advice, would have been held responsible in Din Torah. Based on what? Based on who? What does the Gemara say? Rabbi Meir, Dina Degarmi. The Gemara says, giving your professional opinion incorrectly smacks of Dina Degarmi. I'm not a mazik b'yad. I am. On the other hand, I set up a situation that down the line is going to cause you a hezek. That's called Dina Degarmi. There's no shteik in the Gemara in Bavakam and Dafkuf. Says the Ramban in Kutras Dina Degarmi, was Reish Lakish amazed? Did he mean to trick Rabbi Elazar? Chalila the Chalila. Was Reish Lakish totally and completely shegeg shab shegeg? No, what did he do? Made a mistake. Still negligent, a little bit, And the stumbling of where it was, Reish Lakish was so busy orangutan and sugyas with kidney pad, kidney naguf, and arguing with Rabbi Yechin about so much kalita. He forgot his skills, maybe in his old days, when he was, as he was he had other professions in the previous Gilgulim, so maybe he didn't remember those, his knowledge of the metals as well as he should have. There's still a pshia. We're not holding up Reish Lakish. I'm not arguing with Reish Lakish, I'm not criticizing Reish Lakish. There's still a pshia. Comes the Ramban with one of the biggest breakthroughs in Kutras Dina Degarmi. One of the most controversial statements in Kutras Dina Degarmi. Says the Ramban, from this story of Reish Lakish, you see that Dina Degarmi is chayiv even b'wa? Even b'pshia? Even b'wa? Even b'shagig. Because pshia is not really mazid. Pshia is just a mere shagig. And the Ramban says, why? Why is that? Why are you chayiv b'shagig? It's only shagig. Why are you chayiv b'shagig? Don't we know from the sugyas of Hezek Shiranikar, we generally don't make what b'shogeg? We generally don't make what dinim b'shogeg? Knossos b'shogeg. We generally don't penalize people b'shogeg. Says the Ramban, based on this line, this is the Ramban's number one raya. Zemen from Dor Dina Dagami is not a what? What's it not? You tell me what it is. It's not a kenaster, Rabban. It's a chiyuv gomer min haTorah. Dina Dagami, the Ramban's entire theory. Ramban wrote 50 pages of Kudus Dina Dagami, assuming that Dina Dagami is a din min haTorah. We pass the Gemara. Meir, it's chayav min haTorah. It's not just a kenas v'yalma. And his raya brura that he thought she'edel haTshuva is this Gemara Rish Lakish, because he says Rish Lakish was not a mazik b'mezid. He was only b'shayeg. Even though he was b'shaya. But he was only a mazik b'shayeg. Because the Ramban's understanding that that p'shaya falls on the line of demarcation of shayeg and on the line of mezid. Mm-hmm. Now, truth to be told, I don't want to ruin it for the next zigya, but there are a lot of Rishayim who disagreed with the Ramban. A lot of Rishayim who said, no. Didn't think it was only a kenas. And it's not only chayeb b'mezid. So why was Rish Lakish chayeb? Because what is a p'shaya? P'shaya is a what? Right, first letter, wrong word. Peshe is a what? Is amazing. The Rishonim disagree with Ramban's theory. We're not learning those Rishonim right now. We're learning the Ramban. So the Ramban in Kudus Dina Dagami on page 123, and the Ramban in Kudus Dina Dagami on page 117, and the Ramban in Kudus Dina Dagami on page 111 has one theme that's permeating the entire Kudus. That if you want to know where you draw the line of demarcation, Peshaya is not amazing. It's a shaygeg. And there are two things that follow because of that premise. That's the Ramban. That's Kedesh HaKadoshim. Don't argue with this Ramban. Therefore, you have a Raya Brura that didn't think of Mishayge. And number two, you have a good Kasha. So why is Tabachu Mishakil Kulchayev? Isn't Tabachu Mishakil Kel only has a Shemir Nikar? And don't tell me a Bubba might say, no, yeah, it's Chayim Adarban because it has a Shemir Nikar wrong. It's shaygeg. It should be Patel Gamri. We have read the Ramban's Kasha. When you first saw the Ramban's Kasha, from Tabach Hushma, the Ramban fracked the Kasha, why Yechayev, the Chesed Shem Nikar. Who here saw that Kasha? Who here thought about that Kasha? Who here thought you heard the Kasha? You heard the Kasha, good. So the first thing that should have gone off in your mind is, what do you mean? In Ochelami. Etacha is Chesed Shem Nikar, and it's Chayev because this is Vezin. So the answer is no. The Ramban obviously must have held that this is Shoygei. Oh, but Zoy, this is Shoygei. Let's test that against other Rambans. So we can test it, and we come up with the correct answer in the lab. But this is the Ramban's theory. The Ramban Lishitasa, who held that Dina Dagami is Chayav Yishoyeg, proof positive, the Gemara Rish Lakish, is the Shitasa in formulating this Kasha against Tabach Mishakilka. Everyone chap that, right? It's like drum shooter when you read the Ramban. You read this first line of Ramban, you have to think this all through. I'm still not done with this Ramban's Kasha. Forget about the Teretz. Forget about the relevant test. So I'm not done with the Ramban's Kasha yet.
Shouldn't we say
then
you're potter then? The
Shogi?
According to
Ramban? That's the Ramban's Kasha. Ramban says, how could the Gemara say that Tabachu Mishakilka is Chayev? Isn't it Hezek Shein HaNikar? As Hezek Shein HaNikar, it should be Shageik and it should be potter. So what's going on in the Gemara? I have another Kasha.
Can we explain again how this is the source of Minotaurah?
Because the Gemara is in the Farish, Shlokish is Chayev Mishum Dinah Dagami. Even though Shlokish wasn't a bad guy, he was just a negligent. So the Ramban says negligence is like shaygeg, and you're still chayav. How can you be chayav b'shaygeg? If it's only a kenas, kenasas don't apply b'shaygeg. That was Ramban's whole theory. The man wrote 50-page kudros assuming that that's true. There's something still eating at me with this Ramban's kasha. What's bothering me in the Ramban's kasha? Something's terribly, terribly bothering me with the Ramban's kasha. The Gemara said, Tabach Umin Shekilkel. The Gemara said, it's not always true. What does the Gemara say it depends upon?
If you're paying him.
Whether you're paid or not for the job. If you're a paid Shoychet, then you're Chayev. If you're just doing the guy a favor, then you're Potter. Fair Shigamar, right? Anyone think about that for a second? Does that make any sense to you whatsoever? If you paid your chayiv, if you do it for free, you're potter. Can someone please name me the b'chayiv here? Which pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, or in Parshas Emor, is the pasuk that's b'chayiv this Tabach Umin Shekilkel? Give me a pasuk. Give me a pasuk. That was not to be Mishpatim. It's an Emor. Make, literally, Make nefesh mei mishomera. And Adam ha-mazik nomen chaveirai. Right? Isn't that the Bechayev? Odom Amazik Lamech Chaveiro. No? So could someone please explain to me, if it's Odom Amazik Lamech Chaveiro, why in the world, what? What's the difference when you get paid enough? If I take a sledgehammer and smash your car, I'm only have to pay if I'm paying you money to rent the car? I never saw you before. I go into your car and I smash your car. I have to pay whether I'm mechinim b'shechav or anything. What is the fact whether I'm getting reimbursed for shechting properly? My echpati, what does that have to do with other b'mazik? How did you read this Gemara? Who here read this Gemara? No? Jeremy, you read this Gemara? No? You were sitting next to me. I heard you guys talk about this Gemara. How can you read this Gemara? Kam mechinim, kam b'shechav. Good? Gevaldik. Okay, great. Let's move on. Sam, you're gonna blast you also in a minute. Don't laugh. You're not gonna get off so easy either, just because you weren't sitting next to me. No. Come on. It didn't bother you?
It's not
an Ezekiel. So what is it? Elmo, what is it? Shomer. Ooh, we can begin to understand. It must be that the Tabach Umin Shekil Kiel is not a Mechayev Al Tzadim Amazik. He's a Mechayev Al Tshoymer. Shoymer. Oh, we can begin to understand. We know in Hilcha Shoymerim, there are dargas, there are degrees of obligation. There's a Shemachim, there's a Shemesocha, Shemesocha is Chayev a little more, Shemachim is Chayev a little bit less. So it must be that this degree of Tabach Umin Shekil Kiel falls right smack into the category of the degree of negligence that's b'chayv v'shem v'socher and not b'chayv v'shem v'chinam. Now that is very, very tricky. I'll tell you why. Why is that so tricky to make such a statement? Because we all learned, everyone went to fifth grade here. You learned Pashu Mishpatim. So you learned there's a difference in shomer. We used to call it shomer chinam and a shomer sachar. Okay? So there's a difference. Come on. Zach, you also learned that. Okay. Shomer chinam, shomer sachar. Shomer chinam, patur, alma, shomer chinam, patur. Al gneva v'aveda, shomer sachar chayav al gneva v'aveda. Right? Everyone knows that. So the only recorded difference with shomachim and shomachach and teresh b'chsav is gneva v'aveda. And everything between you and me, aveda isn't even there. Aveda is teresh b'pe. Gneva, because the Torah says im lo yimatzeh ganav v'nigrav al bayis, etc. Right? So the Torah says shomachim is potter, and the next parsha says im ganav v'ganav yimach shomu balov. So the Gemara says in Perek Hashoel kam b'shomachim kam b'shomachach. So the only recording in Teishu B'Chsav of a difference is between in Hilchas Geneva. The Tabach Umin Shekilko, was there a Ganav anywhere? Nobody stole anything. There's no bandit here. Nobody stole anything. So what am I telling you a story? What's the thing I'm telling you to my mind? So that, what do you see from this Gemara? What do you see clear from this Gemara? Gevaldiki Yisait. The darga, the difference between Shemachim and Shemesachar of Geneva, is not a what but a what.
Degree of earnest.
It's not an exact, it's not an only example, it's not an exclusive example. It's a description of a degree of responsibility, a degree of negligence. The Torah tolerates a certain limited amount of negligence for Shemachinam and doesn't tolerate for Shemesachar for a very simple reason. When you're getting paid, you're expected to do a better job. When you're not getting paid for something, then yeah. I'm not getting paid to wash your car, but it's understood I can't leave it out in the middle of the street with the keys, with the door open. So that's a pshia that even a shebechinim has to reckon with. Something was stolen. It's a certain degree of negligence, but we can tolerate it. We can accept it by shebechinim. But once you accepted money for the job, you're getting paid, you're getting wages. That ups the ante a little bit. It's b'chayv you to a high degree of Shia. So, Geneva is just an example of a degree of responsibility Shabbosachar has that Shabbachim doesn't have. We can extrapolate from that to all cases. A tabachum and shekilke. A negligence of you are hired to do a job or you're doing it as a favor. And you goofed on the job. That degree of negligence is the halach equivalent of what? Of Geneva. That's a Geneva Aveda that you did. Who you chopped that when you read the Gemara B'Bukalim? You chopped that. That this is a Geneva Aveda Dika Darga. And therefore, du bist chayev of Yerusha Mesochar, of Yerusha Mechim, your potter. Yom. What's the next kasha? Yes, in the Gemara. Tabachu, when she killed Gael. Bechina is takapotor, because he's only a Shem Bechina. And we only nail him as a Shem Esachar because of Hilchah Shemrim. It's Pashas Mishpachim Shemrim. What's the next kasha?
It's not Garmi.
Get Garmi. Why is it not what? It's Mazik Nedayim. It's not about Mazik. What is the Gemara talking about? That the Gemara is telling you stories about Pashas Hashemrim? It's a Mazik Nedayim. I took a sledgehammer and smashed the window. It's a Mazik Nedayim. And therefore, what mishnah should apply? What klal should apply? Other what? Other b'liyayim. So Zeman, an unbelievable thing. When you read this Gemara, Batamachu Shekil Gel, you see two startling conclusions. Number one, this is the sugya of Shomer, which itself was startling, but we explained that away. But what's even more startling is not what it is, but what it's not. This is not other b'mazik. Tabach Umin Shekilko is Nish Adonai, because if it would have been under Mazik, it would have been Chayv, even Bechina. Which leaves us with a deep, dark secret to solve. What happened to Adonai Mazik? Why isn't every Tabach Umin Shekilko? Why is it not Mazik? Why not? It's not. Gemara says it's not. Why not? What's the answer to that question? What happened to the Mu'ud Lo'ilam?
I'm not saying that on normal things, but if it's like a big onus kind of thing, we're not going to say it.
So this is one of Tysus's many, many, many writings. It's a very, very famous Tysus. It appears to give you a third type of a combo, it repeats itself in other Masechtas as well, on the Maimonides. But Tysus develops the following insight. Adam Mu'ud Lo'ilam is not all-inclusive. It's a little bit of an exaggeration. Adam Ul Olam. What Adam Ul Olam means is that you're not only chayav if you take a sledgehammer and intentionally smash the car. Even things as a little bit less blatant as that are going to be chayav. But gvul yesh b'davar, says Tosfos. If it's a real bona fide einus, you really am a sizina chayav. Adam Ul Olam is not all-inclusive statement. Very, very famous Tysus at the beginning of the third Bechel book. Anyone remember Tysus' riots? Tysus has a bunch of riots. This is, of course, one of them. Anyone, there's a famous, famous riot, probably the most famous riot.
Somebody put the knocking over next to you when you rolled over.
Oh, the rolling over, okay? The Mishnah says, Yechayev Yoshein. If I damage my sleep, I'm Chayev. Tysus calls you Yishavah, it says, Bamed Bamamur. Yechayev, if you damage your sleep. That's if there's a very expensive vase going next to me. And I decide to lay down next to the boss. In the middle of the night, I turn over and I smash the boss. I wasn't easy. I didn't think I was going to smash the boss. On the other hand, it was pretty silly what you did. Sichai. But what if I went to sleep? And then the meshugah comes, the owner of the boss, puts the boss next to me. And I roll over and I break it. Yushami says, Potter. This is why other worldly item. Why my Potter was the answer? Because other worldly item is not true. It's just not 100% true. Because there's another very famous riot. Another famous riot. Mishnah is in the third Bechel Bava Kama.
Yoshin,
not the Yoshin. Not the Yoshin. Two guys. One guy's carrying a beam, one guy's carrying a barrel. The guy in barrel's in front. The guy stops short. Doesn't signal. The guy with the beam keeps on going, smashes right into the barrel. What does the Mishnah say? Potter. Says, why is he Potter? Other Buddha Yodam. What's the answer? Oinus, come on. It's out of his control. Oinus, such a zat degree of oinus. Other Buddha Yodam is not true. So Taisus brings a few rayas to this Yisai, the Taisus of Kama. And one of the many, many rayas that Taisus brings, I didn't put on the Mavra Kama, but I probably should have. One of the many rayas that Taisus brings is Tabachum and Shekilkil. He says, why does the Gemara pilpul with Tabachum and Shekilkil, Bein Bischar, Bein Bechinam, there's a difference, clearly invoking the sugya of what? Of Shomer. Invoking the sugya of Shomer, typically is a chamazik. What's the answer? Other mulyam is not always true. That's the famous shita of Taisus. Who is the famous bar pluk on Taisus? The Rishon b'Mitzia da Pebeis or the Ramban? The Ramban da Pebeis and b'Mitzia is the bar plukta of Taisus. And the Ramban says all Taisus rise and not rise. None of the rise are good rise. What's the problem with the rise from the sleeping guy? Come on, injury wall. Come on, tell me. What? Pshias HaNizok. Says the Ramban, what kind of rise is it from the guy who's sleeping with the vase? You mishugan, the owner of the vase, put your vase in a place that someone's going to turn over and pop and break? You a peshay. Adam will be oilam, omel maya, says the Ramban. Adam will be oilam all the time. Except, what? If the Nizik himself did the damage, he put the same vase there. Or what's the other Raya of Taisus from the what? The guy with the barrel. Who told him to shoot the guy with the barrel, not to signal him, to stop dead in his tracks and not to signal? Mashogura. I was once driving a couple of years ago in the Heights, 187th in Bennett. I stopped at a stop sign and somebody came barreling into me in the back. So the cops came, they asked the other driver, why did you smash into the guy in front of you? The person said, well, he stopped short. So the cop said, see that red thing, the white letter that says stop. But if a guy stops, you know, dead in his tracks on the highway, and he's not in signal, he doesn't, his brake lights are out, so then he's not going to peshaya. So, the Rabban says, all Taisus rise, and it's in rayas. But what raya was a really good raya? What was a really good raya? It was a really good raya that Taisus had. What? Tavakum Shekilkil. What's the answer to that? What's the answer to that one? Tavakum Shekilkil. That's a toughie. So there's a Shin Mikubatis in Baba Kama on the sixth of Mamma Primus. The third line from the bottom, the middle of the line, had the pot the nisko the mavir chavich and tavach shekilkel. That's sugya. The chavis is not that chavis sugya. It's a different chavis sugya. Chin tavach shekilkel. That's that sugya. Mishum the kevin shem is asking him the teves and nizok lav adav amaziku. Push that in shiluk betzis. You know why tavach umin shekilkel is not chayv at adav amazik? Not because it's an other mazik b'shoy be'oynes. That's not the reason why. According to Taisus, that you're an other mazik, but you're an other mazik be'oynes. Go over there for your potter. No, the state in shita. Why you potter? When you tavachum and shekil go? Because you're not a what? That's his kavona. I mean, that's not called a mazik. That's not a shei mazik. Why? The opposite is true. I'm trying to do what for you? I'm trying to shek your animal, make you a big bucks in the butcher store. Miskaven the teivas chaveirai does a nishkin masik. That's not a shame other than masik b'chlal. The Mishnah is 1,000% true. Up there in Ramban. Adam hamazik is more la'olam. There's no tour legamri for other mamazik, provided that you're a what? That you bist another mamazik. So it's a very darker stick of my legacy. Like, according to Taisus, Tavachum Shekilkel is an Adam Amazik, open as a Ptur of Einis Gomer. According to Ramban, Luyitzvi, that's Adam Amazik, there's no Ptur. It's Nishken Adam Amazik. Because that Latavis Chavero is a Tanai in the Hagdor being an Adam Amazik. It's like when you have an Esrik or Murkov. It's not an Esrik. An Esrik with a spot on it, an Esrik without a pit, was an Esrik apostle. An Esrik that's Murkov, the Rambam says, it's a banana. It's not an Esrik. When you miscab the Tavis Chaveiro, that's a hafkof in the parish of Mazik. Then the Pashtus is that the Shita of Ramban. The Ramban in Bava Metzia says something very cryptic, and it's probably what he's referring to. No? Okay, good. Very nice. Everything's hunky-dory now, right? So we just identified that the Sugi of Tavachum Shekilkel has nothing to do with the Sugi of Mazik. Zero. Either according to Taisus or according to Ramban. According to Taisus, it has nothing to do with other Ramazi because it's Be'ain is Gomer, and therefore The gzeres cost of a petzah that is potzel l'chayev on his kiratzah doesn't apply. But finish. I just got me out to lunch. According to Rabban, who denies Taisus, it has to fall into some kind of agdara like the Shita. It's not called a Ramazi because it's the Skavotem's Chaveri. And therefore, we understand full well why there's a chilik in the Gemara between Shegeg, I'm sorry, between Tzchar versus Chinam, because we're not going down the route of other Ramazi, we're going down the route of Shaimrim. And like we said, because Shaimrim, it's just a question of degree, of darg, of measuring, barometer, of Pshia. Everything's great, right? Everything's terrible. Why is everything terrible? What don't we understand now? Now we just spent 20 minutes understanding what Tavach She'uman is not. It has nothing to do with Mazik, it has to do with Shomer. What's the Kasha now? Kasha the Ramban's Kasha. What's the Ramban talking about? Ramban, could you see the Gami? Yes, the Kasha. Gavalga Kasha, Frank the Ramban, the third Ramban came is. Tavach Chomer Shekilka by Chayav. After all, it's Hezek Shemanikar. I'm talking Shomer, you're talking Hezek. You yourself, Ramban, a Moedir, that Tavach Shomer Kilka is not Mazik. It can't be Mazik. Lo you talking to be Mazik. It was Mazik, it should be Chayav Vein Mishchayav Vein Mechinim. Why is that Mazik? Taisus, Kedisle, Rabbi, Kedisle. Once you tell me that Tavach Shomer Kilka is so mufka for the Sugi for Mazik, so I don't say the Ramban's Kasha B'chol. That's how you have to read Ramban and Kudus Dina Degami. You have to be Medayak in every line. Who read the Kasha that way? Who understood, who appreciated why the Kasha the Ramban is so difficult? I'm talking Shomer and Yohacham Nishayim, but it has a Kshir on your curve. What does it do with anything? So basically, just to recap, we're up to. We want to understand a comment of the Ramban of Bechitzat Keren Shenifritzah. That was the goal of today's year. We have, like, no one near reached that goal. The Ramban addressed the question from before Yom Tif already, why this is only the Degami, why is it not Mazik? Even that question was a loaded question. Why is it not Eish? Why is it not Chayim? Why is it not Rega? Why is it not Kevin? We didn't even know what the Kasha was. That was pre-Yom Tif story. But the Ramban posed the Kasha, that we chaz, that we get into Shia today. Why is it only the Degami? Take a look, it should be Mazik, be a dying. So Rabban offered two approaches. One was it's either machshava slash yush, and therefore that automatically, categorically gets it out of other Ramazik b'yadayim. That's the teretz that Rabban liked. And then the yesh mafarshim had another teretz that Rabban didn't like. The Rabban didn't like the teretz of it's two steps removed. What bothered the Rabban? Because it's two steps removed, then it's hezek eino nikar, and it can't be. The Gemara never calls it hezek eino nikar. So it must be that the irvuv is the hezek, and the irvuv is called nikar, and everything is a hunky dory. So we said, hunky door. We don't understand what the Ramban means. Why is that any more Hezek Nikar? The same build of Bob, whatever his name was, the farm with the pitchfork and the overalls, said, this is Dana Nikar, this is Dana Nikar. So we didn't know we have no idea what the Ramban's talking about. So in order to solve the Ramban's, to understand, to get an Amkus at the Varm and the Ramban's Dichu of the Eish Mefarshim, we decided, let's take a tour down Kudus Tiragami. Why not? Let's study a little bit about Kudus Tiragami. So we noticed the Rabban is the funny kasha on the Gemara in Bava Kamma, Tavach Chomer Shekilkil. Why is it Chayav? So we said, why is it Chayav? Because Hezek Shenikar is Chayav, amazing. Isn't this amazing? So we said, nah, this is the easy part of the show. Nah, the Ramban, the Shittos, holds it Shogeg Harayah, the Ramban, by Didin Degarmi, it disagrees with Taisa, everything great, well. But then the much more profound kasha, which we spent the last 20 minutes on, is amazing. Why is the Ramban mixing apples and oranges? Kelayim, no pun intended, that he's doing here. He's mixing Shomer and Mazik. Hezek Shenikar is a Mazik Dikas Sugi. This can show them to a Shomer. And this is clear as day, not a Mazik Sugi. Haraya, Kamishchak, Kamachinim. Why it's not Mazik? Tais says Ishtakutar, Rabbanah Tishtakutar, Shemukhet says Ishtakutar. Some of the Ishtakutar is above a comment we want to say. But Achareki, Chlai Sakol, everybody agrees. The Maskaras of Norma is this ain't Mazik. Haraya, Yepotah, Bechinim. This is Shomer. If it's Shem, what's the Ramban drink? It's a cup of the kasha. So we got a lot of work to do. So we have two bomb kashas we're left with. We're still left with the basic kasha of Esugya, is why the Ramban somehow considers Irbuf to be Hezek Nikar and the other one not. We have no idea what the chiluk is. And we have no idea why the Ramban was even bothered with this kasha in the first place. This is Shomer, this is Nishmazik. So hopefully we figure out what the answer to the second kasha is. Maybe we'll have a chance, a fighting chance to understand the answer to the first kasha. Stay tuned. Tomorrow we'll try to, I don't know, we may have more kashas before we figure it out, but at some point we'll figure it out. Okay, good.